Chapter 9. Little Cathy. The 12 years that followed Catherine's death were the happiest of my life. Little Cathy grew quickly, and she could walk and talk before she was 2. She was beautiful, with the Earnshaw's dark eyes, but the Linton's pale skin and gold hair. She could be naughty, but she was never spoiled or wild like her mother, and she had a warm, loving heart. She was very close to her father, and until she was 13, she never went out of the gardens alone. She did not know about Wuthering Heights or Mr. Heathcliff. She seemed happy at Thrushcross Grange, but sometimes she looked out of the window at the moor and said, "Nelly, how long will it be before I can walk out on the moor? What is on the other side of those hills? Is it the sea?" "No, Miss Cathy," I replied. "There are more hills, just like these." "And why do those rocks look like gold in the evening?" she asked. "They are the Penistone Crags. They are gold because they are high, so the sun touches them late in the evening," I said. "In winter, there is always snow there before it snows here. Sometimes snow lies there in summer, too."
"Oh, you have visited them. Then I can visit them, too, when I am a woman."
"Your father will tell you that they are not very exciting," I replied. I knew that she had to pass Wuthering Heights to visit Penistone Crags, and I did not want her to go to that house. "The moor and the gardens are much nicer. Thrushcross Grange is the nicest place in the world."
"But I know the gardens, and I don't know that place," she said quietly. "I would love to ride my pony to Penistone Crags sometime."
In July, 12 years after leaving her husband, Isabella died, although I do not know what her illness was. When he heard the news, Mr. Linton went away for 3 weeks. He planned to bring Linton home with him. At first, Cathy was too unhappy to read or play, so I started making her go into the gardens. Sometimes she walked with Charlie, one of Mr. Linton's dogs, and sometimes she went out on a pony. It was a beautiful summer. Sometimes she stayed outside from breakfast until tea. But one day the naughty girl did not come home. Then one of the servants told me that she had seen Cathy riding her pony towards Penistone Crags. "What will happen to her?" I shouted. I followed the road to Wuthering Heights. There, I saw Charlie, Mr. Linton's dog, lying under a window with blood on his face. The housekeeper, Zilla, opened the door. She was from Gimmerton and had worked at Wuthering Heights since Hindley died. "Are you looking for Miss Cathy?" she asked me. "Don't worry, she is safe here. But I'm happy that Mr. Heathcliff and Joseph are away." I entered and saw Cathy in a little chair. She was laughing and talking to Hareton. He was now a strong, handsome young man of 18. But he wore the clothes of a farm worker and his hair was wild. He was watching her with huge interest and surprise.
"Nelly," she cried, "I have a wonderful story to tell you."
"Miss Cathy, put your hat on and come home now," I said. "You cannot go riding again before your father gets back. He will not be happy about this."
"But Nelly, what have I done?" she cried.
"Miss Cathy, you do not know who owns this house." Cathy turned to Hareton.
"Your father owns it, doesn't he?"
"No,
he replied, and he turned away.
"Whose house is it, then? A minute ago you were talking about our house and our family. Are you a servant? If you were a servant, you should call me Miss."
Hareton's face became very angry. "I will never be your servant. I'd prefer to kill you," he said.
"You'd what?" she replied, her face shocked.
"You rude girl," he said.
"Come, Miss Cathy," I cried. "Let's go." "But Nellie, how can he speak to me like that?" she cried. "You awful boy, I will tell my father about you."
Hareton did not seem worried about Edgar Linton, and suddenly Cathy looked like she was going to cry.
"Miss Cathy, Hareton is not your servant. He is your cousin," I said.
"My cousin?" she shouted, then laughed loudly. "You are not my cousin. My father has gone to get my cousin, Linton, from London."
"Shh, Miss Cathy," I said quickly,
because I did not want Mr. Heathcliff to know that Linton was coming to Thrushcross Grange. We called Joseph and asked for the pony and Charlie, and we left Wuthering Heights quickly. Cathy told me that Hareton's dogs had attacked hers as she rode past Wuthering Heights on her way to Penistone Crags. I made her promise not to tell her father about the visit. At first she was unhappy about this, but then she agreed. A week after our visit to Wuthering Heights, a letter came from Edgar Linton. It said that he was returning soon with Isabella's son and asked me to get a room ready for him. Cathy was wild with excitement when she heard about her cousin.
"Linton is just 6 months younger than I am," she said a few days later, as we waited for them in the garden on a beautiful hot day. "He's going to be my friend. Oh, I'm so happy."
When the carriage finally arrived, Cathy shouted as she saw her father's face in the window. He got out of the carriage quickly and threw his arms around her. I went past them and looked in the carriage. Linton was asleep in the corner with a coat around him. He was weak and pale with gold hair. He looked very like Mr. Linton, but he was much thinner and weaker. The boy was very tired from the journey, and when I woke him up, he began to cry. He came into the house and lay down quietly on a sofa as I went to get some tea. When I came back, Cathy was sitting next to him, and she was touching his hair and kissing his cheek. This seemed to make him happy, and he stopped crying and smiled. "He will be fine," said Mr. Linton.
"If we can keep him," I replied quietly.
I was right to be afraid. The next morning, Joseph came to the door. "Heathcliff has sent me for his boy," he said to Mr. Linton, "and I mustn't go home without him." Mr. Linton was quiet for a moment, his face worried, but there was nothing that he could do. Linton was Heathcliff's son, and Mr. Linton did not have the power to stop Linton's father from taking him. "Tell Mr. Heathcliff that his son shall come to Wuthering Heights tomorrow. He is in bed and is too tired to travel now." "No," said Joseph. "Mr. Heathcliff wants him tonight."
"Not tonight," answered Mr. Linton, and he turned and closed the door. Tomorrow, then, shouted Joseph, and he slowly walked away. Tomorrow, or Mr. Heathcliff will come himself to take him.